The plan would effectively mirror federal law, but in the process it would push an estimated 31,000 able-bodied adults without kids off of the food share program in Wisconsin. Democrat Corey Mason of Racine called it one of the most mean-spirited things he had seen come through the Budget Committee, telling Republicans they were voting to take away people's food.
Part of what's motivated me and inspired me to do public service has to do with genuinely trying to provide for people who are the least amongst us. And this is about as far away from that as you can get.
GOP lawmakers made minor tweaks to what Governor Walker proposed in his budget, but the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says it would still cost state taxpayers about $22 million a year once it's up and running. Because the federal government pays food stamp benefits, state government would see no direct savings. But Hudson Assembly Republican Dean Knutson says that's not the point.
We're not doing this because we're going to save money for the state of Wisconsin. Quite the opposite. We're willing to put money into this program because we recognize the value of work.
The plan passed on a party-line vote. It's estimated to reduce the amount of federal food stamp benefits paid to Wisconsin residents by more than $70 million a year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.